From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Deadly bombings have rocked a largely Shiite suburb of Damascus. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, at least 12 people were killed and dozens of others injured in Islamic State-sponsored suicide bombings outside a sacred Shiite mosque.
Heavy plumes of black smoke engulfed the scene of the first explosion in the Sayyida Zainab district as firefighters poured water on blazing wreckage. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the Sayyida Zainab blast, which struck the area near a revered Shiite shrine. The district normally has Shiite visitors from neighboring Lebanon, Iraq, and Iran. A number of explosions have targeted Sayyida Zainab during the past several years, threatening to exacerbate already heavy sectarian tensions. A TV correspondent said one blast near a market might have claimed more lives, but for the light Ramadan traffic. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Meanwhile, Iraqi government forces met heavy resistance from Islamic State militants in their weeks-old offensive to retake Fallujah. Fighting raged along three fronts, but government attempts to push into the southern district of Shuhada appeared to meet heavy resistance. That's despite government claims that elite counterterrorism units were just 3 kilometers from the city center. Al Jazeera Television reported that Islamic State militants had repulsed government forces trying to enter Fallujah from the south. The TV channel also claimed that IS suicide attacks on government forces north of Fallujah had caused heavy casualties. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. In the race for the White House, presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump has lambasted 2012 nominee Mitt Romney's criticism of Trump as setting a dangerous example for Americans. Romney told a meeting of some of the party's top strategists and donors that Trump is promoting what he called trickle-down racism. Trump, speaking in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, replied by blasting Romney for his failed 2012 campaign against President Barack Obama.
I backed John McCain big league, and he lost. I backed Mitt Romney, and he choked, and he lost. And I said, this time, folks, we're going to do it ourselves. We're going to win. We're going to win. We're winning.
Earlier at a rally in Florida, Trump criticized former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as unfit to be president. A new Reuters Ipsos poll released Friday showed that Clinton leads Trump by 11 percentage points, about the same margin as last week. A singer who won acclaim on the NBC television show The Voice has been killed in Orlando, Florida. Christina Grimmie was signing autographs after a concert Friday in Orlando when a gunman opened fire on her. John Mina is Orlando's police chief.
What our detectives are doing right now is they're going through the suspect's cell phone and computer to see if they could find a motive for this crime. The suspect had 2 handguns on his person. He had 2 additional loaded magazines for those handguns and a large hunting knife.
Police say that Grimmie had performed with the band Before You Exit at the Plaza Live in Orlando. The 22-year-old singer finished third in the 2014 season of The Voice. U.S. President Barack Obama is urging the Senate to swiftly send him a bill to help Puerto Rico manage its staggering debt crisis. He said Saturday in his weekly address, the House of Representatives has already passed a bipartisan bill to address the crisis, and the Senate must move quickly to follow suit.
Right now, Puerto Rico is spending about a third of its tax revenue on debt payments, far more than anywhere else in America. And on July 1st, the island faces another $2 billion in debt payments that it cannot pay.
Puerto Rico is an unincorporated organized territory of the United States with Commonwealth status. And a solar-powered airplane circled the Statue of Liberty before landing in New York before dawn Saturday as part of a round-the-world flight that took the aircraft across the United States. The Solar Impulse 2 landed at Kennedy International after a 5-hour flight from Allentown, Pennsylvania. For more on these stories, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.